On a rainy December evening, I head over to the First Church in Cambridge, a Massachusetts meeting house dating back to the mid-1600s. The church is rich with history and a fitting space to hear medieval music. The Blue Heron Ensemble rehearses for its weekend Christmas in Medieval England concert. Blue Heron has been performing Renaissance and medieval music across the U.S. since 1999. It's been called one of the best early music ensembles in North America. At the front of the church, I meet with Scott Metcalf, music and artistic director of Blue Heron. Scott, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
We're also joined by Blue Heron baritone David McFerrin. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Scott Metcalf, I'd like to start with you. Talk a little bit about medieval music. It was born out of the church, correct?
What we know about medieval music is what got written down, or at least that's the music that we can now sing today. And mostly what gets written down in the early days are liturgical pieces, plain chant originally, and then eventually decorations of the plain chant, polyphony, music with many voices.
Scott, was this music heard by everybody, or was it mostly the nobility?
I think it's mostly heard by the upper reaches of society, at least the music that we're doing on these concerts this week, which is Christmas music from the 15th century. Some of it is just plain liturgical music. We have some movements from the ordinary of the Mass. Those would have been heard by anyone in church, but they're basically aimed at an educated, literate audience. And the carols that we're doing a selection of half a dozen or so of these 15th century English carols. This is music that was probably written by educated people as well, a university crowd or clerics. That's a sort of overlapping group of people.
Veni, veni, Emma.
Blue Heron's preparing for a holiday concert called Christmas in Medieval England. The program starts with the Advent hymn, Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. And David, you're front and center in this song. Tell us a little bit about it.
Many people will recognize it. It's the O Come, Emmanuel hymn. There's something particularly special about doing it in Latin and in chant in its original form. And we perform it in candlelight, in darkness, and for me, it captures some of the mystery of the season that you don't always get with Christmas carols or even some of the more ebullient classical pieces like Messiah that are performed more often. And it sets the mood for the evening, which is one of peace and intimacy.
What is it about the music of this medieval period that attracts you?
I'm attracted to the community, the democracy, if I can describe it that way, of the style. Compared to other genres, all of the musical lines are equally important, and the melody, the important line, is passed from one voice to the next, and that builds a sense of community through the music, which is special, and the personalities in the group feed off that.
There aren't the star solos in the same way you get in 20th century music.
We have the opportunity to take solo turns, but no, for the most part, it's all about all of us coming together to create one unified musical piece.
Another song from this Christmas program is a carol called Noel Sing, We Both Alan Sum. Let's give a listen.
Noel Sing, We Both Alan Sum, Nur Rex Pacificus Distincum. Exhortum, Sing, Luvandlis, Nur
Christus gross veganus his, and with his body us both to bliss, both all and soul. Noel sing with...
Scott, the harmonies in this piece are lovely. What's the song about?
It reviews the entire Christmas story from the visit of the angel to Mary in the Annunciation through the birth of Christ, and then ends up with a Gloria, sort of the doxology, which is normally heard at the end of a psalm, the song of the angels when they're witnessing to the shepherds that the Savior is born. But it's a rollicking tune. I mean, it says, we all sing Noel. Let's all sing Noel now, all of us together and each one of us, because the King of Peace, Rex Pacificus, has come.
Noel sing we.
This year, Blue Heron began a multi-year project performing the complete works of Johannes Ockeghem, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who I understand is one of your favorite composers. Talk a little bit, Scott, about who Johannes is and what do you want people to know about him?
Ockeghem was a composer born in what's now Belgium towards the beginning of the 15th century. We don't exactly know when. And he turned into, I think, one of the greatest composers of all time, one of the absolute top, possibly top two. And we have been saying he's the greatest composer that you never heard of, because even among early music fans, I think it's a rarity to hear his music, certainly live. It's very, very difficult technically and musically very challenging, but incredibly rewarding for all of us to work on, to perform. And I think for the audience, it's extraordinarily exciting, this prospect to hear all of the music of this master from 600 years ago, who's so extraordinarily compelling. His music is intellectually and sensually engaging. So, like Bach, but we compare him to Bach often, a master contrapuntist who also writes great tunes, and someone who's very much in touch with the divine and is extremely human, also has a great sense of rhythm and also can just float you 6 feet off the ground. Ockeghem has all those qualities.
Let's listen to one of Blue Heron's recordings of Ockeghem. It's a love song, I believe. Tell us about this song and what it's about.
It's a song sung by a woman who is lamenting the absence of her lover and says, when I even lose sight of you, I'm deprived of all good things.
David, what do you like about performing Ockeghem's music?
I like, similar to Bach, how he was a composer who used all of the tools in his compositional bag, rhythmic complexity, harmonic complexity, as mechanisms to bring out the intensity of the text he was setting.
15th and 16th century Europe wasn't always a joyous time. Does the social and political climate of that era ever come into your mind when you're interpreting music from that era, or is it completely separate?
I think for all of us, it's quite interesting to develop some sense of the social context, historical context, political context of the music that we're singing. In the big picture, it's not really so different from now. You know, there's a lot of very, very joyful things. There's a lot of really horrible things. We're still in the same mess that we were 600 years ago, only we all have phones now. I mean, it's not, things have not changed that
ISIS
much.
And iPhones. And,
yeah.
Just to add to what Scott was saying, I find the music rewarding because it does capture a sense of mystery and uncertainty. And that was true when it was written, and it's also true today. Whether you're Christian or not, connecting to the religious text or not, so much of this music captures that mystery and is very personal. And I think we all connect to that as performers, and hopefully, and I think it's true, that our audience finds that reward too.
Scott Metcalf is musical director of Blue Heron Early Music Ensemble. David McFerrin is a baritone in the group. Thanks so much to both of you, and best wishes for a really joyous holiday season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.